Dwayne Taves joining you once again here on the KFRM. Last week during Commodity Classic in Tampa, Florida, an opportunity to catch up with Kyle Collins with John Deere Ag Management Solutions during Commodity Classic. A great opportunity for producers from across the country to come in and see a wide variety of products, technology, and solutions. Talking about some of those technologies, Ag Management Solutions through John Deere is looking ahead and building upon some successes in the past. Kyle, give us a little background on what Ag Management Solutions is up to.
Well, last year at Commodity Classic, we were really excited to bring out Swath Control Pro for John Deere self-propelled sprayers. Remember, that's the product that controls boom sections on and off in a sprayer to achieve a reduction in overspray and thereby lowering input costs out there when you're spraying using GPS. We've brought out a new product called GS2 Ray Controller that we believe can do that same thing on pool-type sprayers that John Deere does not manufacture, so we're excited about that.
Talking about that opportunity, when we think about the over-coverage, the overspray, with the GPS units that we're utilizing today, the technology to make sure that that we don't cover any more ground than we have to with these input costs.
That's exactly right. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's the kind of thing that drives right down to a producer's bottom line is if you can eliminate some of the inputs that go out in the field, you're going to drive some profits down to the bottom line.
Talking about this going forward then, the sprayers is where you started. Do we see other applications in the future?
I think lots of future applications when we start talking about this GS2 Ray Controller. Like I said, starting with some of the pull-type sprayers that are out there, but we put out a press release actually today talking about what we're doing with that same componentry, trying to get onto a Swath Control Pro product for planters. And so we'll be testing that this year, and hopefully then later on we'll have full compatibility for the 2008 planting season. But I think that's going to be that same theory, and that saving some input costs on seed is going to be pretty huge as well.
Well, talking about that, the reality is across the Midwest, we don't all have square fields, and we run into the situation where we've got point rows, terraces, and different lands that we've got to farm that don't have that square edge to them. Opportunity here sounds like is really going to fit the bill for guys.
Absolutely. It seems like the growers with the more interesting shaped fields, so to speak, they really get a lot more bang out of the buck for the product than some of the other producers do, but it's a really good fit for everybody.
Kyle, if anybody's interested in more information about John Deere Ag Management Solutions and looking at some of the Swath Control Pro programs, what's the best place to find more information?
Well, of course, you've got your local John Deere dealer, but then there's also www.johndeereag.com, and that can lead you into a lot of information on John Deere products.
Our thanks to Kyle Collins for joining us at Commodity Classic as he talked about the Swath Control Pro and some of the other options through Ag Management Solutions at John Deere. Our thanks to the Kansas Corn Commission and the Kansas Soybean Commission for providing a support for some of our stop here in Tampa, Florida. For KFRM, I'm Dwayne Taves. Have a great day.